You're listening to Brazen Bookworm's Unrighteous Reading Rebellion, a reform book snob's journey and musings through all things romance. Some language may not be safe for all ears. Frequent use of sarcasm may occur. Hey, bookworms, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me again on this journey, this adventure I'm taking. It is really wonderful to have you all here with me, and a huge thank you to everyone who reached out after last week's episode on imposter syndrome and blank spaces. Definitely hit a chord with many people on that one. And I definitely appreciate all of the feedback, the comments. It's nice to know you're not alone. So keep the comments coming. If you are listening now, just joining us, and you want to go back and listen or listening again, your feedback is always welcome and appreciated. And I am definitely glad to have you guys here feeling the things I'm feeling and hearing the things I'm hearing and acknowledging the things that we're all going through together. So that really was an amazing thing for me to sit in the blank spaces. And I've been doing that a lot more lately. And it helped me realize several other things about this journey that I have been experiencing lately. One huge one, and I know you guys have heard me talk about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again. And that's my tribe. We talk a lot, and you hear a lot about people finding their tribe and how important finding your tribe is. And it really has come to mean a lot to me to have my tribe on my journey with me. That realization that there's a group of people who are unconditionally and uniquely in your corner because of the things that you share is really special. And this week, I've also been doing group spotlights on my Facebook page to help kind of spread the joy about the book groups that I am in, the groups that I have found over the last couple of years, and to help other people reach out and find the group that's right for them. We commit ourselves to a lot of things. And one of the things that we tend to commit to is overcommitting, right? So I know that there's a lot of groups, and I will never encourage someone to join something they don't feel comfortable with, or that they don't have the time for. But I know sometimes we're looking for things that we resonate with, and it's hard to find those things. So I am sharing the things that resonate with me, that I have found to be really good commitments to, and that I have found the support and the joy that I need on this journey as well. So now, having said that, I will also say that sometimes something that you started as a really good commitment becomes much more than what we expected it to be. Or it becomes different than what we thought it was. And we need to find a way to limit the things that we're doing so that we can truly focus on the things that become really, really important to us, that give us the most support that we need and the most joy that we can have. And sometimes things don't serve us anymore, and we have to find a way to break from that and find a way to clear up space for us to do other things. So while I was sharing groups that I am a big part of and that I find all this joy in, I was also doing a bit of a group purge because I realized there are so many groups that I'm part of that sometimes things were getting lost in the noise and lost in the shuffle. And with the way the Book of Faces is changing, ever changing their algorithms and the way that they show you things in your timeline, some things show up more readily than others. And some of it is because of ads, and some of it is because of involvement, and some of it's because of relevance. So they have their ways. I'm not going to question their ways. It works for them. It's fine. But I was noticing that there were things I was missing because certain things were coming up in my feed and other things weren't. And then something random would come up and I was like, where did that come from? Am I in that group? And then the the tag everyone thing came up. I guess this is a couple of weeks old now, where admins or mods in a group can tag every member of that group, I believe one time a day. I know there's limits on it, and to be quite honest, it's not something I use or plan to use. So I've only looked into it from the aspect of knowing that it exists, knowing that it can only be used by admins and mods for right now, and knowing there's a limit on how many times a day that person can use it. But if you have a group with a lot of admins and mods, apparently they can each use it once a day And then it becomes a little bit of chaos, at least for my brain, because my notifications get really filled up very, very quickly. And what really brought this to a head was I woke up one morning to nearly 200 notifications in 6 hours. I am used to waking up in the morning after about 6 or 7 hours of sleep to about 30 notifications on the book. And that's pretty normal. That's, groups that I am following that I have asked to have all notifications sent from, somebody tagging me in a specific post. I love it because it helps me focus, right? We're talking about focus. We all want that focus. But nearly 200 notifications was overwhelming. And I was like, what the hell happened? And as I started looking through the notifications, it was this person tagged everyone in this group, and this person tagged everyone in this group, and this person tagged everyone in this group. And some of them were groups I really hadn't been active with in a very, very long time. Whether because it just wasn't relevant for me anymore, or because it wasn't a really active group for a while, but now this was making them more active. Really not entirely sure what the reasoning was behind it. But anyway, so that helped me start my group purge. And going through and purging groups, like a Pampered Chef party group that I joined 3 years ago for a friend who was hosting, and I bought a thing. I had all of a sudden gotten like five notifications for in 2 days, and I was like, I don't think so. And it was a lot of groups like that, but some of them were weird groups that I was like, when did I join that? And what was it when I joined? It was could have been something educational. Groups change. I get that. Change is inevitable and necessary and a wonderful thing. But I was looking through some of these and saying, I don't remember this group. Why am I in here? Okay, we're just going to leave this group. I didn't make a big deal. I don't need to flounce. I don't need to tell people I'm going. I just clicked the leave group. It's so easy to do. So I just did that. And then I started going back through the list of all the groups I'm in, and I'm like, okay, this is a lot. This is overwhelm level. Let's purge the groups. So I did. I started purging the groups. And then I came to some groups I was having a really hard time deciding if I should leave or not because they seemed like they should be relevant. But at the same time, it was a lot of overwhelm in the groups themselves. A lot of posts that were not really focused. A lot of posts that were just kind of random. A lot of them were promotional groups, and that's great. But again, when I joined them, I have a different purpose for being there. When I looked at some when I joined them, it was way back when I started reading, still discovering authors, and I wanted all the information. Now I've become really much more selective about the information I want because I've learned more and I've been able to pare down my knowledge to know exactly what I'm looking for. So with the groups, I was having trouble saying, should I or shouldn't I? You know how this battle in my head and the brain scrolls are going a little crazy. You never know when you're going to need this. Oh my gosh, you don't need this. And if you need it, you can find it later. It's the same reason why I have things in my basement from when we moved 18 years ago that are still in boxes, because who knows when I'm going to need that pool cue stick chalk for a pool table we don't have. I don't know, but it's the same concept to me. And I needed to reach out and I needed to grab hold of someone's help and say, I need you to talk me through this because I'm having trouble focusing. And that is when I turn to my tribe and say, help, I am overwhelmed, I am exhausted, and I am not seeing things very clearly right now. And having the right people around you, wow, that is so key. And that really became so evident, not just this past week, but even looking back over the past year with the chaos storm that has been my life, because there has been chaos, quite a bit of it, emotionally, physically, going through job chaos. For those of you who know me well, you know what I went through with the surgery in December. For those of you who don't know me well, I wound up in the hospital last September because I'm a more mature age and my body decided there were things that it wasn't happy with anymore, which resulted with me being in the hospital for 4 days because of a rogue uterine fibroid and resulted in me having pretty major surgery for a hysterectomy in December. And that threw my life into some pretty massive chaos. And my group, my sisters, were there and it helped. So I went back to that saying, if they could help me through that, they can help me through this, because this seemed like small potatoes compared. And when I started really thinking about it, I was like, you know, but it's not, because it's a very personal look at the things that I do, the commitments I've taken on, and why I'm doing them. And through talking with them, it became much more evident to me that I was committing myself to commitments that I didn't need to be committed to. I was using space and time for things that didn't serve my deepest needs and best knowledge base. And I was having trouble seeing that, because all I saw was I made a commitment. What I was not looking at, which is what they helped me with, was when I made the commitment, it worked for me at that time. And I had knowledge of what I thought was going to be happening with some things. And as I got more involved and as things changed in my life, in the group, in the organizations, my commitment level and my commitment need changed. But I was entrenched in it and having trouble seeing that. So I reached out and they helped me see that. And what it helped me see also, because I took some more downtime and blank space, is the recognition that letting some things go because they no longer serve a full and useful purpose in my life allows me to spend more time and attention on the things that do serve that useful purpose in my life. And as much as I wanted to bring other things onto my plate, there was no way to do that because I was still so entrenched and hanging on to things that weren't serving me anymore. So I was creating overwhelm for myself, and my brain and my body, physically, emotionally, mentally. I was creating more of that overwhelm for myself because I was trying to take on all the things without letting some things go. So this group, we call ourselves the Stalker Sisters. That's probably going to get us banned from a couple of platforms. So we'll just call ourselves a book club going forward. How does that sound? Okay, we originally got the name. Okay, I'm going to bring them on a little bit anyway, but and they may have a very different memory of this than I do, but we all met because of books. All right. So we are a book club. We found each other through Facebook groups, book groups, author groups, and our friendships formed separately, but then they all kind of came together organically. It was very kind of cool in the way that it happened. So you're going to meet them all in just a couple of minutes. But first, talking about them a little bit, how we met, and we'll talk more about this. But and I have to bring this back book-wise, right? Because ultimately, this is a bookish podcast, and I want to make it relevant. And it is. It really, really is, I promise. So these are all book friends. These are my book besties. I've written about them in blogs. I post about them. And I'm sure you've heard me talk about them on the podcast before. But these are my book besties. There are four of us. And we met in multiple book groups that we're all part of. And the connections just kind of really came together around commonalities that we liked in certain books, but also in life. You know how sometimes you just click with people and you know, these are my people? That's kind of what happened. This is a group of people that I feel so completely safe with, that we have talked about things that, you know, you talk about with your best friends. And I feel safe with them. I feel safe venting with them, crying with them. We celebrate together. There's no judgment. I am not going to say that we do not fuck up because we do. We have. Everybody does. I mean, come on. You cannot tell me that you've not messed up in some relationship somewhere where you've sat there and gone, oh shit, did I really just screw that up? Is this the end of this relationship because of this, what I did? And sometimes it is, but it's not with them because the friendship that we have is worth the depth and the knowledge of who we are. It's worth acknowledging that we're going to hit speed bumps and potholes and really sharp turns that we don't see coming and we can't anticipate. And we're going to run off the rails sometimes. And we have. And then we take a deep breath and we talk and we vent and we cry and we acknowledge and we move on because the connection is the key. And you know, I talk about safety in groups, finding groups that you feel safe and comfortable with, finding your tribe, finding your group. I have multiple areas in my life that have separate groups that I am very, very closely connected with. My family being one of them. I'm very, very close with my family, my dojo family, my karate sisters. We are intensely close with each other. And then there's my book family. And we are intensely close with each other also. And the unique thing I love about it is that we are intensely close, and we rarely see each other. But that doesn't diminish the importance of our friendship with each other. And it doesn't get in the way of the fun that we have and the support that we give each other. It's really a very unique thing, I think. When you can find the people that you connect fully with and feel that sense of comfort with and know that these are people who have your back 100% and you met them all online. And I've only seen one of them, Susie, I've only seen one time. And Ron, I've seen twice. And now Julie and I have seen each other multiple times. Just because of circumstances, we don't live near each other. But things have brought us together, like Indies Invade Philly, which we're going to talk about in a couple minutes, and different books and different events. And Julie and I, of course, are working on an event together, for Charm City Romanticon for 2023. And we've attended events together and she's come to visit. And it's, I get a little bit emotional talking about them because the connection is really strong. And we bonded over books. We bonded over authors. We bonded over tropes and genres and themes. And the bond has just gotten stronger because we've allowed ourselves to be honest with each other and to count on each other to see the things that we don't always see because we all bring a very different, distinct, and unique perspective to our lives and our interactions. And the things that we do together. So I'm going to bring them on, and I have no idea how this is going to go. So bear with us. This is something we're going to do more often, hopefully once a month. In fact, this month you get to hear from everybody twice a month because not only are we doing this intro today, but next week, I think it's next week, I'm losing track of time. Next week, we're going to do our first book club. And book club is going to be based on a book that all four of us have read. And the goal is to talk about all the things we loved about the book. There may be spoilers. We will try to keep them to a minimum. But when you get four people talking about a book they love, you know something's going to slip. So, talking about that. And then our goal is to also get the authors who wrote these books on so we can ask them a couple of questions, maybe about the book we read, it may be about their writing life in general, and then do like a rapid round of 10 questions that probably have nothing to do with the book, just to give you a little bit of insight into who the authors are. So we're putting that together, and I'll have that lineup for you guys really quickly, hopefully by the end of the week, if not next week. But I wanted you to meet my sisters, my book sisters, my book club first before we start talking books next week. So you have a little bit of an idea of the, the chaos that controls us as individuals and as a group.
Okay. So being joined now by the team, the crew, the book club, the sister stalkers, my book besties are all on now after some technical difficulties and some chaos, which is kind of the norm for us at this point is the chaos. So I've got Susie and Julie and Ron joining me, and this is going to be kind of the format for going forward with some of the book club episodes, that's a word, that we'll be doing from now on. So, Ron, say hi.
Hi.
Julie, say hi.
Hello.
And Susie, say hi.
Hi.
Yay, it worked. Okay. So, while we were trying to get the chaos managed for this, Susie got book mail, which is the absolute best thing ever. The only thing I ever want in my mailbox is something I order from Amazon or book mail. And
Or shoes.
Or shoes.
Come
Yes,
on.
shoes. I should have put the shoes on for the episode. But anyway, so Susie got this stunning, beautiful tumbler from Kaylee Rose, and it has a bunch of authors listed. So, Susie, make sure I got this right. Kaylee asked you who your favorite authors are, and you gave her a list, and she sent this back, and I'll post it. With your permission, I'll share it on the Brazen Instagram and Facebook page so that people can see this amazing cup. Is that cool with you, Susie?
That's fine.
Awesome. So we're looking at this list and we're going to go around in kind of the style that we do where we just kind of jump on things all the time with a little bit of organization of the authors from top to bottom. And I'm going to say the name of the author. And then we're all going to tell you our favorite books by that author if we've read that author. There's some on here I haven't read yet. So if we haven't read that author, we'll just say, well, they're on the TBR because of course they're on the TBR. And we'll go, I'll say the author's name and we'll go Susie, Julie, and then Ron, because that's how you're listed on my screen and it'll be easy. Cool?
Yes. Yep.
Cool. Woo! So starting at the top with April Wilson. Susie, favorite book by April Wilson?
McIntyre series, the Shane and Beth.
Ooh, good one. Julie.
Well, I'm gonna be the oddball here. I liked Shattered is my most favorite book by her, and I think it's just there's so much that happens in that book. Especially with Sam and Cooper and I don't know. I loved it. So you cannot start with Shattered, but it is my favorite book. So always start with Vulnerable by April Wilson.
Yeah, definitely. I will agree with that. Ron, what about you?
She's on my TBR.
Sweet. So you know where to start.
I do know where to start.
You only have 23 books to go by her.
And my favorite is actually one of the offshoot series. I absolutely love Somebody to Love, which is the Ian and Tyler series. That's kind of an offshoot from the McIntyre series. So that's my favorite. April Wilson is Somebody to Love. It might have something to do with the cover. It might not, but there it
And
is.
who is on the cover? Let's throw that out there.
So the cover is Daniel Ringering, who I hope I said his last name right. If not, he's welcome to message me and correct me, but I am pretty sure it's Daniel Ringering is how he says his last name. And I do love the book anyway, but the cover is perfect. All right, Riley Edwards, Susie.
Cooper, definitely.
Okay.
That's my book boyfriend.
And Julie.
I have not read her yet.
Ron.
He's on my TBR too.
Yep, same with me. Definitely on the TBR, way up high on the TBR also. So I've got a lot to go with her. And Kaylee Rose, Susie.
Family Blue. Her
Julie.
first.
Another one on my TBR.
And Ron.
Family of Blue. I absolutely love that Weight of the Badge series. It's terrific.
Awesome. She's on my TBR also. And I will definitely be reading her very, very soon. All right, Susan Stoker, Susie.
Protecting Caroline.
Ooh, good one. Julie.
Same, honestly, listen at me. I always add stuff in here. Susan Stoker, and I posted a picture right after we went through, went to IIP, Indies in Fade Philly. She was the first Protector series that I ever wrote or read.
Wow. And
Protecting Caroline was the one I read. So she is like the reason I've gotten involved in all this stuff.
She's your gateway author. She is. I love it.
So that will always, in fact, I bought like her special edition cover of that because it's special. Anyway.
That's, I love that. That is awesome. Ron, what about you?
Rescuing Annie because I won it and I have a signed copy.
Ooh, nice. So my, stop it. Don't, you're already laughing at me. Yeah. My favorite's Finding Lexi. I do have a signed copy. That's I started reading her with her SEAL Team Hawaii books because I loved the idea of it being in Hawaii and it's on Oahu, which is somewhere I love to go. And Daniel Ren-Gehring's on the cover of Finding Lexi also. But it is the one I liked the best from that series so far. Stop it.
It's hilarious.
All right. Janice Whitaker, moving on. Janice Whitaker, Susie, favorite Janice Whitaker book?
Lost Recovery. That was my first book to read during COVID. So
I love that.
That's so sweet.
So Janice was your gateway also, huh?
Yes.
Nice. Julie?
Oh my goodness, that's hard. It's really not hard. It's funny. I'm going with The Secrets of Mountain Men, and I don't even know what it's called. Because she changed the Magnite's my favorite of the series, but I don't know what it's called now.
I love that series. Anybody who knows me knows I love that series to death.
And just so everybody knows, I'm not completely losing my mind. Janice Whitaker switched the, she rebranded the series. And so now I've got to figure out what it's called now.
Which book is it? Is it book two?
It's book two, yeah.
It's called Mountain Yearning because it's my favorite series too.
Nice. I love it.
I just love that series. And it's, again, you know, which my history of reading is hilarious in itself, but I was terrified to read this series because it's different, you know, and it has turned out to be one of my favorite series ever.
It is. Me too. It is. You guys know I started my journey into romance novels in paranormal, and then I kind of got away from it. And then when you recommended Mountain Men, I was like, ooh, kind of slipping back into a little bit of that PNR there, kind of PNR light. And I love that series. You know, that's my favorite series by her, but you know what my favorite book is? It's Moon.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's so my
favorite, it's a good one. My favorite Janice book is Moon. It always will be. And it's Claiming What's Mine, right?
Yes.
Yes. So I don't know titles. Sometimes I just know the character, but I know it's Moon's book, and it's part of the Lost Boys series, and it's Claiming What's Mine. And I love that book. All right. Samantha Cole, Susie, favorite Samantha Cole book.
I fell down the rabbit hole with this one, like really hard. I'm gonna have to say Whiskey Tribute.
Oh, I love that one.
Which one is that?
Oh, that is fantastic.
I mean, don't get me wrong, they were all great. I mean, I fell down the rabbit hole real hard with this one. Michelle was sending me snacks at one point.
I was. This is an easy series. Her Trident series is an easy rabbit hole to fall down because they build on each other so beautifully and they're so intense. And Whiskey Tribute is, I'm trying to do without spoilers, it's the teammate who... is killed and that you find out is killed in the first one, and then the other teammate and the family comes together. I'm trying not to give too much away. It's so good. Julie, what's your favorite Samantha Cole?
She's on my TBR. In fact, I ordered a book from her to pick up somewhere. And one of the At one of the signings we're scheduled to go
At
to.
Shameless, because
I
she's going to
think
be at
it's
Shameless
Shameless. Yes, I think
and
that's.
Indies Invade Philly. So we get to see Samantha two more times this year, which is awesome because, you know, I fangirl her hard. Ron, what about you?
He's on my TBR and I just downloaded one. I can't even remember what.
That's awesome. I love it. I have two. I can't separate them. I love Salvaging His Soul and I love 40 Days and One Night. Both of those books just hit me really hard when I read them, and they will, there's, I love all of her books, but those two always seem to come up. They're like comfort reads for me when I need to get back to something and read it. And I know it really well. It's, those are the two I go to for her. Okay. I know the next one's going to be big. Avery Maxwell, Susie, Avery Maxwell.
Saving His Heart. Preston, sorry.
Yeah.
And
Julie
and Kleenex.
Seriously. Oh Julie, what about you?
Oh my goodness, that's tough. She's a tough one. I mean, Oh, I'm struggling here. It's either, oh goodness, I can't pick Cooper. And again, I'm not great with names. It's Cooper, or I loved Without a Hitch. Without a Hitch, yes. And
Colton.
Yes, I'm sorry.
One Little Kiss.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Almost replaced Preston for me, but Preston's still up there.
Almost.
Yeah, let's just go with Colton for now.
Uh huh. I gotta share my book with you, huh? Ron, what about you?
No.
Oh, me? I have read the entire backlist, each book, 6 times. So when I say that Without a Hitch is my absolute favorite, that's saying a lot because I love them all.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. And it takes all of the things that she did with the Westbrook series and up with a level of rom-com that is just delightful.
And that's, I don't want to dive into it too much because that is going to be our discussion next week. That's our book club book for this month, is Without a Hitch.
Yes.
So I'm super excited about that. And Colton is my, One Little Kiss is my favorite still. I loved Without a Hitch. I absolutely did. But there is just something still really special. I hooked onto Colton really early in that series. And when he got his book, I was like, this is just like, this is it. His story was so fantastic. So
yes, I can't pick one. So we're going to go with Colton and Without a Hitch.
Sweet. All right.
Because next, yeah. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Next is Carissa Grasick, Susie.
Max, definitely.
I figured. Julie.
Cassian.
Ron.
Cassian.
So much emotion.
Cassian was so good. I'm holding out for Aiden's book.
Well,
I licked him. I'm claiming him. I've claimed him from the beginning. I haven't read Aiden's book and it's already my favorite, but I did. I loved Cassian. I loved the depth that she put into that and the emotion in it. And for a guy that wasn't even supposed to have his own book, he was pretty damn vocal. So, all right. I like that. All right. Sarah Bale. Susie.
Hook.
Mm-hmm. Julie.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, I'm getting a message. What's the first series I read? I'm terrible with names.
Did you read Captive and Hooked first?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have a love hate.
And we know why.
Yes, and we won't say why.
No, we won't.
But I did
we're not
love
spoil it.
That book or the yep. that duet.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, we'll just call the duet. Yep, the duet.
Mm-hmm. Ron, what about you?
Oh, her bedtime stories are just fabulous. She's the queen of the killer cliffhanger. I loved Hook. Like, I reread. That duet, I've read it 3 times now.
Yeah,
but I'm really looking forward to her next one.
Me too. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I got hooked on her with Captive and Hooked. And yeah, Queen of the Cliffhanger. She's amazing with that. And I loved all of the bedtime stories so far. But are you talking about Burn, the next one? Are you talking about the one that she's hinted at that's coming in January, the spinoff?
The Savage Sons.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I have to go with that too, because look at that cover. Oh my
I know.
goodness. I mean, it can't be a bad book, right?
I am so excited about it. I really am. It is going, I think it's going to be just one of those grab you and just sink its claws into you. It's dark mafia romance, and I'm just so excited for that one. So, all right, the last one is the author whose name I can never pronounce correctly. Let me see if I can do it. It's Julia Legersermino.
No.
I totally just butchered that.
I think it's Lago Marcino,
There we go.
but I could be wrong.
Nope. I think you're right, because I think what I always wind up doing is I always wind up switching the last, I invert the last syllable. So that sounds right. Susie, favorite book by Julia.
Well, there's several, but like throughout her whole series, Knight was my boyfriend. And then Antonio came along, and yeah, so I'm gonna have to say Dead Man Hand.
Okay, Julie.
I have not read her yet.
Ron, what about you?
I like Reed Security. Sinner is my gateway book. I don't know whether that was actually supposed to be the first one or not, but it's the one I read first. But those are
Nice.
a real deep series too. There's like 26 some odd.
Wow. All
Yeah.
right, she's another one on my TBR that I am definitely going to be getting to, and I th this hit perfectly, Susie. That was like perfect timing for your book mail. Because it gave us a chance to do that rundown. And I'm really excited because we got a chance to try this out. And the other thing I wanted to talk about before we, jump off of here is, oh, bless you. Apparently the dog is awake and sneezing at me now. So I wanted to talk about how we kind of all came together. I talk about it a little bit in the first segment before we came on, discussing how we just kind of came together over books and how finding people online that you come together over is, a topic that you share, and sometimes there's just people that you click with. And I was trying to my memory to, I met each of you individually, and I think we all kind of knew one or the other of each other from different groups, and then all of a sudden we were all in a group chat together. Because I don't even remember what we were discussing, but we were all in this big group chat together. And the first time we met was at Indies Invade here. And we had already been talking to each other for what, a year?
Yes.
Probably close to, yeah.
But I think at that point we were not in the group chat. That
No.
all happened after Indies Invade Philly.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, I would say it's been within the last, what, 4 months, maybe?
Yeah, I'm thinking April, maybe.
Really? You see, my brain says we've been doing this forever.
Well, there's that.
And it's because I think my brain is saying, well, these are your book besties. These are some of your closest friends, and you're kind of a group. And my brain doesn't distinguish between people that it's like been years and people who it feels like it's been years.
Has to be more than April, though, because we were group chatting. That's the reason I stopped in Maryland in April when we went to Florida.
That's right.
I'm looking because I can't not know. I'm going back.
I don't know. I just got this random group text message from these strange people, and I liked them, so I stayed.
I think Michelle just started throwing us together, to be honest.
I think I did.
You did.
I think I'm totally guilty of that because there was probably something we were all having discussions about separately that I was like, oh, we should all do this together. And then we just kind of did. And then it kind of stayed that way. But I think what's neat is that we all have different backgrounds with romance and the groups and the novels and how we met each other. And just as a, you know, we'll just do a quick round robin. I know I met Julie, I met you through Janice Whitaker's group.
Yes.
And Susie, I think I may have met you through, it was a group.
Janice as well.
Was it? And yeah. Then, yeah, you're right. And then Ron, I met you through Avery's group.
Yep.
And then we just all kind of came together.
Lucy's before that. Were you in Lucy's before? Before Avery's?
In which group?
Lucy Scores group.
Yeah.
It might have been.
In fact, I found Avery from... So I found Janice really early. She was, I think, like the first, after Brittany Shaheen, I think Janice was the first romantic suspense her as Gemma. I jumped from Brittany to Gemma, and that's how I found Gemma and then Janice. And that's how I found Julie and Susie. And I think I found Avery. I know I found Avery through a takeover type thing she did when she was doing arcs for Seth's book. Is that yep. One Little Mistake? Mm-hmm. One Little Heartbreak.
One Little Heartbreak.
And I won an arc in one of the groups.
Yep.
And you contacted me.
Mm-hmm. That's like 14 months ago.
Yeah. So, so that's a while ago.
Yeah. But it feels like longer. I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad way. We talk in each other's head so much that it seems like I've known you forever. So
it does. And I think that's what I love about this little group is that you guys haven't heard the first segment yet because we're recording this the same day I recorded the first segment. So the thing that kept hitting with me and why I wanted to bring everybody on is one, we're going to be starting the book group next week, the book club. But also I talk about in the first segment about how I've had a lot of decisions to make recently and that when I can't get out of my own head and I need somebody who's going to have a similar perspective, but an outside perspective, I jump into the group chat with you guys because I know that you're going to have this outside looking in view and you're going to be able to give me honest feedback on things that I know is going to be relevant and honest and in a caring manner. So, you know, that's kind of a hallmark for me of people that I have a deep comfort level with that I feel like I've known forever, even though it's been, you know, months, less than 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy.
Same.
It is crazy. So many connections have been made with myself through reader groups in my time in Romancelandia that it's ridiculous. I mean, I've got literally have friends all over the world. I would never have had that before. So mm-hmm. Books have definitely made connections.
Yeah. Wow. It's crazy to think of that. And you're right. I mean, there's that we've connected with that I talk with in the UK. In you know Canada, it's same you know continent, but it's still and even though you know I said we're all spread out, we are but we aren't because we're still geographically not far. I mean Carissa's in California, Coco's in the UK. Talk to them regularly. We're a little bit closer. We've gotten a chance to see each other, but the web definitely brings us a lot closer than that.
Well, and you don't realize you're so far away because of Messenger or mm-hmm. other social media avenues. So,
and just remembering, it's like, why do I have all your cell phone numbers? Because when Facebook went down last year and we all freaked out because we couldn't reach each other. The minute it came back, we were all like, here's my cell phone number. I can't lose connection. I can't lose contact with you.
It is true. That's exactly what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, and we've used that for emergencies too. Like, Susie had something happen, a car stolen, or, and I was like freaking out. I'm like, I've got to reach her, and I had your phone number, so I was like, hey, you okay?
And checking in like that, I mean, that's the type of thing that the connections that you make, that's the type of thing that we do. And we're connected by books, and I love it. And we're all really similar, but we're all really different. We have different careers, we have different backgrounds in romance novels, in reading. So, okay, really quick. So we'll end with this because I don't want to keep you guys all day and I got to get ready for the other job. But going from the top down, Susie, how did you get involved with reading romance novels and with the groups online? What's your history in Romance Landia?
COVID started. I was working as a registered nurse. I came home and I told my husband I wanted to drink. And he said, no, read a book. I'm sure he regrets those words today. I'm positive he regrets those words today.
Oh my God, I love it. So, okay, yeah, don't have a drink, read a book. And now he has nothing, he can't say anything when the book mail comes and when you're going to events because it was his idea.
But
Julie, what about you?
he's now responsible for getting you a bigger bookshelf.
Right.
Okay, so let's see. In 2015, I like to say I did not read. Now, obviously, I could read. I chose not to read because I did not like to read. And I happened to watch a movie, 50 Shades of Grey. I know there's a lot of negativity towards the book and the movie, but I can tell you that at that point in time, it didn't matter to me. But I watched that movie and those elevator doors shut and my blood pressure rose. I'm like, I watched this movie for 2 hours and that's the end of it. And I was so pissed off. And my niece, who was probably, I don't know, how old would she be? 20 at the time. She's like, oh, you just need to read the books. And I'm like, I don't read. I don't like to read. That's why I watch movies. It's 2 hours, one and done. And she's like, you need to read the books. So I did. And I have not stopped reading romance since. So it was just a matter of finding that, I guess, genre that I liked.
That's what it's always about. It's finding what your joy is, finding that something you can jump into. And now you're, I mean, this is a huge part of your life.
It's my job. It's my friendships are surrounded by books and readers, and yeah, literally.
I love it. I love it so much. Ron, what about you?
I have literally been a romance reader since I was, I don't know, too young to be reading romance.
Yeah. And I'm so jealous of that. I wish I'd found romance sooner.
I think I did the math and I think I've been reading romance for somewhere in the vicinity of 40 years.
Wow.
But then, life happens and I dabbled with writing a little bit and it got shelved because of life. And then COVID happened and my mom got sick and I needed an escape. And I think at that moment in time, romance saved me because I was in a dark spot and it challenged me to do a lot of things. And I found Lucy and I found a whole bunch of the new up and comings. And I found Avery,
Yeah.
and she dragged me into her world and said, "Hey, I need you to do this. Can you do this?" And I became her PA, and so I'm a part-time author, and I'm a part-time PA, and life gets crazy at times, but it's pretty amazing. And the people that I've met in Romance Landia have just been a challenge and a blessing all at the same time.
I hear that. And you know, sometimes the best things are, because I think for me, if everything is so beautiful, we tend not to recognize the beautiful things that we truly value. You
Oh,
know,
I
if everything's beautiful all the time, it's just, it's there. It's not, we don't get to see how amazing certain things are if everything's like that. Does that make sense to
Yep.
anybody but me? Yeah.
No, it
So,
totally
clears
yeah.
mud.
Yeah, I know, right? It's just one of those things. So we take the good and we take the bad, and we've been there for each other through it, which is just amazing. And to think that this all came out of books and authors in the romance world, which I'm on, what, 2.5 years now of reading romance out of my entire life, which is a really short time span, but it feels like kind of forever, which is pretty cool to me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So next week we are going to book club Without a Hitch by Avery Maxwell. All the things, hopefully not too spoilery, but it might get that way. But it'll be our chance to really chat with each other about all of the things with Without a Hitch. And then hopefully we can make times work and everything work to have Avery come on with us at the end and chat with us a little bit about writing and Without a Hitch and all the other good things. So that's the plan. And we know sometimes things can get a little crazy hectic. So we're going to put the plan out to the universe, and hopefully the universe is going to agree. And we'll be back next week to book club Without a Hitch. And then we'll talk about what we're going to book club in September. I have some ideas we'll discuss in the chat. Then we'll keep going from there. But guys, thank you for coming on with me. This has been a really nice, fun kind of trip down memory lane and into my brain. And I can't thank you guys enough for just being who you are and being who you are for me and being on this crazy, chaotic journey with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, guys, I'm gonna head off, get ready for go kicking and punching things. And I'll see you on the chat. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
And so there you have it. That is the brain squirrel chaos of our chats. It's just us getting together and doing all the things. So there's about 12 minutes of wonderful bloopers of us trying to all get onto the recording together and the chaos that ensued when we couldn't and trying things again. Maybe I'll post that someday and maybe I won't, because there's some little conversation snippets in there that were actually really kind of fun and interesting while we were trying to get everybody on board. But if that didn't completely turn your brain to mush from all of us at the same time, hopefully you'll join us again next week. Like I said, our plan for next week is we are going to book club Without a Hitch by Avery Maxwell. And then we are hoping that times will align and things will happen, and we'll be able to get Avery on at the end to chat with us a little bit about the book and her writing process, and some fun informational things, maybe a little bit of what's coming up next, what she's working on now, whether she likes tea or coffee, cats or dogs, baseball or football, who knows. But hopefully it was something that you heard today resonated with you. And I'd love to hear your feedback as always. So please head over to any of the socials that I'm on. Facebook, remember, it's Brazen Bookworms. Unrighteous Reading Rebellion is the Facebook page. On Instagram and TikTok is Brazen Bookworm. On Discord is Brazen Bookworm. And of course, you can email me, brazenbookworm@gmail.com. The blog site is brazensblog.com. And remember, brazen is BRAYZEN, bookworm, BOOKWYRM. I like the Ys because I'm weird. And just leave me some feedback. You can even send me a message if you don't want to put something in a socials post that's public.
always send me a message. I am always looking forward to communicating with you any way that you feel comfortable communicating with me. So until next week, until book club, thanks, Maggie. I don't know what that was. But until next week, thank you so much for joining me and for joining me and my book besties, the book club, the Sister Stalkers. And I'll have to tell you the story of why we called ourselves that another time, maybe the beginning of next book club. I could talk to you about that. But hopefully I'll see you next time. Until then, thank you so much for joining me. I cannot wait to connect with y'all again.